Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to LAID, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. I was going to say Love and Intimacy for the Hip-Hop. Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. This is your host, Stephanie Wallace, coming to you live from Austin, Texas. I'm on vacation, but as you know, the show must go on. This is Girl Talk, and we're talking about vacation and why you're disabled, taking a vacation, traveling while you're in your chair. Ms. V, how you doing, baby?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You just came back from vacation, or are you still on vacation?
No, I just got back last night.
Oh, okay. How was it?
It was great. It was really good. I want to go back.
Yeah. Ah, where'd you go?
Yeah, we went to Washington, and then we went to Philly.
Okay. D.C., right? You went to D.C.?
Washington, D.C., yes.
Oh, okay. And how did you travel?
We went by train.
Okay.
Yeah.
Comfortable ride?
It was very, very interesting.
What do you think?
Very interesting. Of course, okay, here we go. Now, I always thought, because it says, you know, you can take the train, but if you're disabled, you can take the train. And I always said that, I always thought the train door was wide. Now, my wheelchair is not that wide. It's really not that wide. But I was barely able to fit through the door of the train. I lied to y'all not. And then when you get in there, you got to be able to make that turn to where the seats are. And I'm thinking, because I know people way bigger than me who are in wheelchairs. I don't know how they did it. I don't know how in the world did they ride them trains.
Mm-hmm.
It was tight. It had to be tight. And then on top of that, the bathroom. I'm about to start an advocacy, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
I swear to you. The bathroom in the train was so narrow. I had to hold everything until I had to hold it until I got to where I was going.
Now, were you in the seat? Like, they had a, when I went by train, they had a seat that was pretty much designated, you know, an area, that little area designated for people who, you know, are disabled. And it had enough space to fit your chair.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to switch to the seat, and the bathroom was big enough for me to get in. But I also had my manual.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I can get, there's a difference. This is what my advocacy is going to be about. I'm not trying to change the subject, but my advocacy, and I really mean this, is going to be about, just because you're disabled and you're in a wheelchair, you may need somebody else to go in there with you. Most of these places only give you enough room for you.
You, right.
The person and the wheelchair.
Uh-huh.
I can't do it. I need somebody to come in there with me.
Mm-hmm.
I need somebody to be able to come in there with me. And most of the places with the wheelchair, you're only able to go into the bathroom, park the wheelchair in front of the toilet. You have to be able to stand up and turn around.
No way to maneuver.
Yeah,
no
I
way
can't
to
turn.
Maneuver.
I can't turn.
Oh,
I'm not a ballerina. I can't turn. I have to be able to. Seriously, I have to be able to sit the wheelchair sideways of the toilet. I'm willing to work a little bit. I can do it a little bit, but I can't make a full turn. You have to be able to turn. You know, and I had to shake that and hold it until I got where I was going. Thank God the ride was only
4 hours.
3 hours.
Oh, okay.
3 hours to Washington.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad. That's
3.5 hours. And I don't think I started feeling like I had to go to the bathroom until 2 hours.
Okay. So that wasn't so bad.
We get there, and then, we get there. They get us off the train and everything like that. And we get ready to take the next train to get to where we're going to the hotel at. unfortunately, that elevator is not working. But they got a bus to take us straight to the hotel, which was beautiful. This is in Washington, so it was beautiful, that part. We get to the hotel, it's really nice, really nice. You know, Washington closes early, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like,
I figured they would, since they're a major city, I figured you would, you know, have some things open late.
The good thing, we was in a hotel where they had a restaurant in it, and the restaurant closes about 1, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Yep.
What
but
time did you get in?
We got there early. We got there pretty early. Early enough to go to a museum, to catch a museum and stuff like that. You know, the hotel room was cold as heck. But, you know.
It was what?
It was very cold. The hotel room was very cold.
Cold?
Yeah, the hotel room was very cold. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So everything went okay there and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say. But then we went to Philly from there.
How long did you stay in D.C.?
We stayed in D.C. for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went to Philly. And, Lord, it's a good thing my brother told me to get the access ride, that they have the paratransit.
Oh, okay, good.
I want everybody to know, take a pen and paper and write this down, people. Philly is not handicapped friendly at all.
Really?
They don't have no sidewalk. You're riding in the street. No.
Oh.
They don't have sidewalk. No. Nope.
Is it a certain part of Philly you were in, or?
I didn't see no sidewalks. They had no sidewalks. I was riding in the street with the cars.
Oh, my goodness.
They had cut curves. When you get the cut curves, you're in the grass. Town said that they don't want, you know, because of the area, whatever, you really don't want people coming to the area, walking around, because it's like a threat.
Right,
I don't
right,
know.
Right. Okay.
I don't know about all that. Anyway, we went to the casino. When I get to the casino, and I had to go to the bathroom once again, but the floor was so slippery. The floor was so slippery. So, I needed somebody to come in the bathroom and help me. So I asked my brother, I told his wife, because his wife is disabled too. So I said, I need my brother to come in here and help me go to the bathroom. He's only coming to the bathroom where I'm at. If y'all don't like that, these casinos and stuff like that, everybody needs, these public places need to have family-friendly bathrooms.
Right, where the
men and women can go in there, because you're taking our money. If you're taking our money, a lot of times husbands and wives go to the casinos.
Right.
And, you know, they're in wheelchairs. You know? Okay. Anyway. So when my brother got ready to come to the bathroom to help me, they told my brother at the door, if you go in that bathroom to help your sister, we're going to have you arrested.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what they told him. But a lady, one of the workers, was nice enough that she came and she helped me. Get on the toilet and off the toilet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When that type of thing happens, you know, having to have a stranger help you for such a private thing, what does that? Are you used to that type of thing by now, or does it bother you a lot?
You know what? It was her attitude, and a lot of times it depends on the person's attitude. You know what I'm saying? And it was her attitude. She was the sweetest thing. And she came to me, like, can I help you? What can I do? You know, and I told her what to do, and she did just that, you know.
Oh,
she did just that. So it made it easy for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If she was acting all, you know, like that.
Oh, okay, right.
You know, it would have made it uncomfortable.
She had a disease or something.
Yeah, but she was like, you know, there's everything I asked her to do. Just put your foot right there so I can lean on your foot so my foot don't slide, and I got this. You know, and she just helped me the way I asked her to help me. She didn't overdo it. She didn't underdo it. It made it easy for me, you know. So that, you know, she was a sweetie. And I made it easy on me.
Okay,
you know?
Good.
Yeah. And then, you know, we got back and everything's fine.
How was the ride back? You know, was the train the same way on the way back, or was it like, because sometimes you may have different trains, you know, that are different, made differently.
The toilet was the same. The doors were the same. I was still surprised that maybe if I had removed my foot pedal, it wouldn't have seemed so, you know, it was just so weird how I kept on crashing and, like, it was not enough room to turn your wheelchair and stuff like that. I've even been on planes and even, I don't know, how did you get to Texas? You took a plane, actually.
Yeah, we took the plane.
How was it?
It was okay. You know, I took my manual. I took a manual chair, and my son helped us. We took the super shuttle, me, because, you know, I was traveling with the kids, the ages 10, 7, and 3. Excuse me. So we took this super shuttle to the airport. My oldest son helped us. Once we got to the, you know, the check-in or whatever, somebody immediately helped us. You know, their in-house transportation people, and she was great. She was absolutely wonderful. Our flight left at 8:50, but I left my house at 5:00 in the morning because I didn't want any type of problems. You know, I didn't know what I would have to work out, and I need time to do what I need to do. And so, you know, as soon as we got there, I finished getting my boarding passes. They immediately took me, the woman, you know, she got, came, took my wheelchair, and she zoomed us to the front of the line. But I thought we was getting going, but we still had to wait once we got up there, but that was fine. You know, what I don't like, but I know it's necessary, is the search part, you know, because you really feel like a criminal.
You feel like a criminal,
you know what I'm saying? And you like, and then they, you know, they got the thing to look for the bomb stuff, I guess bomb residue or whatever. And you gotta touch yourself here and there, and they gotta do all of that. And I'm like, what if you got some type of hair gel stuff or something in your hair, you know? Because they're telling you to touch your head, and you touch, and it is some, you know, some type of makeup, whatever. Anyway, but that was fine. You know, we get to our gate, and my sweet grandson, who I love to death, Dominic, he's 3 years old. The whole time Dominic was, because Dominic, you know, I had the older children for the summer. We pretty much hung out for the summer. Dominic came a couple of days before we left. He was in Vegas with his dad. He was the sweetest thing. You know, I love you. And you know that voice that just melts your heart. And
That
we got into that airport. That little boy. Be still, Dominic. Sit down, Dominic. Go get Dominic. Where's Dominic? You know. And it was like I felt very I can hang with the two oldest ones because they know the rules. They know the rules. All their life, they've been with Nana. Nana been in a wheelchair, and whatever we've been able to, they know. It's no chasing nobody. No, they got it. But Dominic, I haven't spent that much time in my life with Dominic, you know. And so he got to learn the rules. And Dominic is just Dominic is Dominic. That's all I'm gonna say. But so I felt kind of anxious a little bit, you know. And so you know, the woman took us over to our gate, and she said, "I'll be back at 8:00, you know, because our flight leaves at 8, I left at 8:50, and you know, had to go get the kids something to eat, and you know, then it's like, man, I gotta use the bathroom, and that use the bathroom thing, it gets me. I'm in the airport. I don't want them going in anywhere by themselves, you know. So Jacob had to take Dominic to the bathroom, you know. So we all go over there by the bathroom, but then we gotta leave the bags, and it's just like, you know what I mean? It's like I can't.
Yeah.
It's just crazy for me, you know. And, you know, once we got on a plane, this was fine, you know. They switched me from my chair. They tagged my chair, switched me from my chair to an aisle chair. That's what they call it, an aisle chair.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, they sit you in there, they buckle you up. And the foot pat the foot. What do you call it? You just said you should have took yours off. What are they called? Not pedal.
Foot pedal.
Footrest. Yeah. You know, on the chair that they get gives you the aisle seat. It's so tiny.
Mm-hmm.
So tiny and so far back. Now, my legs are spastic, so it's so hard for me to move my legs and for them mm-hmm. to stay in place. Mm-hmm. I finally got them up there, but if you hit a bump, they popping off.
Oh.
You know, so we had to deal with that. And then one of them, I had to get on and both of my feet wouldn't even fit together on the thing. It was so small. And, it was all good. The people were so kind and so nice. I mean, the first woman who dealt with me, she was so kind and so nice and so accommodating. You would have thought she was getting on the plane and going with us.
Wow.
You know what I mean? She saw how Dominic was acting a little bit. You know, Dominic is like, oh, Jacob, I'm sleepy. Jacob is his big brother. You know, Jacob picked him up. He acting like he's so sleepy that he's like totally slumped over, like Jacob carrying a dead body. You know, it's like, come on. And she was like, Dominic, wake up. And you see this big old smile come on his face because he's playing and he's faking. He think it's time to play. We get on the plane. I'm in row 12. We're in row 12. And they, you know, so they're pulling me back to row 12. And these hips are like, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Hitting all feet, you know what I mean? I was like, Lord. When I traveled before in the plane, I sat in that first, right behind first class. So it wasn't all of that, you know, and I was able to, I had Jabril with me. And when I travel, I like to travel with Jabril. He just makes everything better. Jabril is my oldest son. I mean, my youngest son. But he's, you know, Jabril's 6'4". He's a big dude. He can handle me. You know, but then we had to switch planes. We had to catch two planes. And, we got to Houston, caught another plane, had to go through the same thing, you know, and had to use the bathroom. The bathroom was good. But, you know, the bathroom in the airports are good. So, you know, they're nice and big. You can fit a bed in there, you know. So, it's nice big bathroom, so no problem with that. And, I wish I had gotten the guy's name. They were so sweet. You know, taking me off the plane. And, you know, I was trying to give him a tip. He was like, no, miss, that's okay. This is my job. You know, they were just sweethearts, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it was really, and when we got here, I got on, my daughter was, we were trying to figure out how we were going to do this, getting us to the house. And I told her we could just catch the shuttle to the house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And because we had the bags and the wheelchair, and all of that wasn't going to fit into her car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with us also, because she has a small car. So we caught the shuttle, and we got here just fine. You know, so that wasn't so bad. The traveling part wasn't so bad. It's just the anxiety of having, you know, small children with me and not being able to move like I want to move.
Yeah.
And being here has been a little bit the first few days, I found myself crying every day because, happy to be here, but the mobility of it, you know, it's like I'm in a chair and it's not my chair. It's not my usual chair. And so it's not my usual manual. My manual's so raggedy, you know, it probably would have fallen apart, you know, so I got a different one, and it has me sitting low. And so trying to get around and do stuff, you know, it hampers my independence.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter's at work during the day, and I got the kids here and trying to, you know, like do something like make them breakfast. And I'm sitting so low, and I can't really, you know, maneuver and manipulate. First, I done blew out the stove, the fuse on the stove. I didn't have coffee for 3 days, you know, so once I got my coffee, I felt like I could deal with life. You know, but you know, right now my biggest issue is the chair and how the chair has me sitting and, you know, everything. And so other than that, you know, it's been okay. You know, I would have loved to brought my a power chair. I was going to rent a chair once I got here, you know, and a scooter, because where she lives, there is a big complex, and, you know, it's like nine complexes combined, sort of. And so they got nine pools, nine this, you know, all these different racquetball, tennis, volleyball, all this kind of stuff like that. And, but they got trails. And so you have to go along the trail to get to this different thing. Now, she just moved here not even a week before we got here. So this is all new to her. And so we went out the other day to find the biggest pool because, you know, she's a pool right behind her house, but it's kind of small. But everybody goes to the big pool. Big pool is very, very nice. And we go, and we along this trail, and it's fine and fine and accessible, you know, whatever. And then we get to this one part, and it's like a curb and rocks and pebbles and all this stuff. And I already feel bad when somebody has to push me. I don't really like being pushed, you know. And then I know I'm kind of heavy. You know what I'm saying? This is not one of the lighter chairs, you know, and I could hear her struggling to push me. You know, and, yeah, struggling. And then we're trying to get up over this curb, you know, and it's just like, oh, God, we got there, and she's like, you know, I'm going to go get the car. And so when we go back, you know, we'll take the car back. But it's been pretty nice having, you know, being here with the kids. They've been at the pool every day. My granddaughter, she's so funny because she can't swim. She's actually kind of scared of the water. But she's not scared of the water anymore. She's gotten a little better with being in the water. You know, now we had some floaties on her arm, and she has seven noodles that make you float. She still wouldn't leave the wall. It's like finally she got it, and you know, she got out there and started kicking her feet and everything. Her mom's coming tomorrow, her mother and her sister, so I think she'll have more confidence once her mom's here. But I would love to, you know, when I come again, I'd love to have my power chair with me. But I know you was explaining to me before about how the airlines don't really take care of your chair that much.
No, they don't.
You're
lucky,
you know.
Okay,
go ahead. Yeah. What did you say happened? They kind of left y'all stranded?
What happened is when you take a plane and you have a power chair, they don't take care of your chair like they should. Like, I think they take it and put it in the baggage.
Okay.
In the baggage, and they just throw things all on top of your wheelchair. Everything goes right in with the baggage. They don't. It's not like they put your wheelchair in a separate section or nothing like that.
Okay.
You don't know what you're going to get back when you get off that plane.
You have
no idea what you're going to get back. Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a couple of times, one time they took Derek, we went to New Orleans, and they took Derek's battery out. Because if you have liquid batteries, that's what we used to have, acid batteries back in the day.
Oh, okay.
And I think they still think people have acid batteries. Because they're not up on it. How you taking people wheelchairs, you're not up on. People use gel batteries now. We don't use acid batteries.
Okay.
And they took it out, and they'll take your batteries out your chair. And when you get to your destination, they will not put that battery back in the chair. So now you and your disabled butt stranded wherever trying to figure out how to put this battery back in your chair. They will not put that battery back in the chair. So,
if you take it out, then you should put it back.
They'll unplug it. They'll unplug it, but they won't plug it back in. So, when we went to New Orleans, one of the pilots, a pilot came by and said, "Would you mind if I try to do it? Because my wife is in a wheelchair. And I sort of know how to do this." And he did it. And he was the one who plugged it in. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have known how to do it. At the time, I was the only one between me and Derek who was using the gel battery.
You said gel battery?
That's what we use now on our battery.
Oh,
battery.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So do they still unplug the gel battery?
They did the last time I went.
When I went on, oh. last time I went on a plane was 5 years ago. We went to Florida. Even though I told them my chair had gel batteries, they still unplugged it. And when they handed the chair back to me, it was unplugged. One time, me and a friend of mine went to Florida, and they put bags and stuff on top of her wheelchair, and they broke the wheelchair.
And they broke her joystick?
Yep. And thank God, in a way, that it was after we came back from where we were going that we found out that the, that her chair was broke, and not when we were just leaving for the trip.
Right. Now, is there any, did you guys take it up any with the airline at all?
Yeah, they said that they had a that they had a place that would fix the wheelchairs, but they couldn't fix them right then. They can't fix them right then. No.
Yeah.
You have to go home and wait for them. Now how are we gonna go home? How, which y'all got some place? Somebody
now how did she get home?
She had to call her father. He had to come pick us up. We had to wait for him to come pick us up. And we had to figure out how to get home from there.
That is a way to ruin a vacation.
Yep. It's crazy. It's not a good thing at all.
Yeah, I'm really afraid to take my chair anywhere. I really am. You know what I mean? Because people don't really realize how much we depend on these chairs, you know, and then even wheeling myself through the airport is like, once you start using the power chair, you don't have that strength anymore in your arms.
Yep.
So I'm rolling and I'm like, okay, hold. I'm like, okay, you all right? You got it? I'm like, yeah, I got it. I started off strong, and then it's like, oh, okay, hold on.
Yep. My thing is now, because what we were trying to do is we were trying to rent a car.
Mm-hmm.
But cars, to rent a wheelchair-accessible car is so expensive.
Expensive, right. $100 and change a day, right?
Yes, $135 a day plus 100 free miles, but 35 miles after that 100 free miles. It's just expensive.
Right.
For a week would be like $700 and better. $700-$800 and better. You know?
You're close to 1,000.
Close to 1,000, definitely. For those of them that have it, when I speak on it and complain about it, they always say to me, well, then you don't need to travel. If you have to worry about the cost of blah, 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 then you don't need to travel. But I'm a budget person. I want to have a good time, just like the next person, you know.
And you know what? These things should be, I mean, listen, I mean, I know that we got 90 seconds left for the show. I'm sorry.
We just
want it to be accessible. You know what I mean? We want to be able to do the same things that everybody else is doing, you know.
Exactly.
And, you know, thank you very much, Ms. D, for sharing your experience with us. And I hope you can get somewhere with your bathroom issue, because I really do think they are well-intentioned in making the bathroom bigger. But, you know, like you said, it just because a wheelchair can fit in there doesn't mean that we can maneuver, you know.
Exactly.
And I want to thank everybody for listening.
Thank you.
You know,
people.
And hopefully I won't be feeling, I've been feeling a little under the weather, you know, because it's like all of a sudden allergies attacked me. But, you know, hopefully my next week will be pretty good. And I'll be back on the 16th. I'll be back in New York. I will be doing workshops at the From Within conference on Friday the 19th at John Jay College, and I hope to see you guys. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.